Got it. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast, where we just like to call you a useful idiot all day. No, just kidding. This is not your this is where conviction meets confrontation, okay? Faith is a call to arms. We aren't going to sugarcoat the truth here for you. And what you think is probably a conspiracy, you're going to find out soon enough that it is a lot of the truth. Faith shapes our values, but politics shape our future. Silence is literally giving a microphone to the enemy. So here intentionally we want to connect dots for you with faith and fire and politics, exposing the truth behind everything. Make sure you guys check the show notes for key links, okay? If you're new here or deep in the anti-pharma rabbit hole, don't miss the Omega Balance blood test. I got mine back and I was absolutely shocked at my numbers. So test, don't guess. You guys, this is your health is everything. One simple little fix, and the doctors aren't going to tell you about it because they don't make money off of it. They just don't. Make sure you check these show notes as well. We've got Rory Paquette, my fabulous co-host, super intelligent, but he is a heavily sought after podcast coach. So if you're listening to us and you're like, oh, if these useful idiots could do it, I could do it. You're absolutely right. Like, you could have your own podcast. And he coaches people, very busy coaching schedule. Okay. I thought my life was busy with kids and homeschool. No. So he is a podcasting powerhouse. Make sure you check him out. And that's it. I think everything is in the show notes. Hi, Rory. How are you, honey?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm so excited for today.
I can tell. I
Rabbit
love.
hole, rabbit hole, rabbit hole.
I know. I know. I had to like get comfortable over here. I'm
Yeah.
wearing my normal podcasting attire, but for this show, I got to loosen the collar. I got to roll the sleeves up. I got to get ready because I never know what you're gonna bring. So
Oh, that's so
I got to be
funny.
ready to go. So it's all
Well, we
good.
have, I mean, there's so many headlines today. Like, I think you guys, I was just telling Rory about this, our little pre-chat, pre-podcast chat. My daughter, my oldest daughter, is struggling a little bit with how vocal I've been on my Facebook page. She's had several friends like message her and just say, genuinely asking, is your mom okay? And here's the thing, like, I'm not sure what people ever thought I believed in because I've always been the same person. I just haven't been outspoken. I haven't been like, the line was never crossed. I hadn't reached the boiling point, right? So I kept my politics, I kept it in a private group because that's what the thing was to do. We don't talk about politics, we don't talk about religion, right? Like, we're kind of raising people in that mindset, no politics, no religion. Girl, once upon a time I used to be a bartender. This is my first unemployed week. It was fabulous. But I talked politics and religion all the time. I didn't care. But so people are really concerned. My daughter's just like, it's embarrassing. Like, people are worried about you. And my thing is like, do you really care what's going on with me? Because there is something that flipped a switch in me. And it's not just that the world literally was turning upside down. I have a 17-year-old who is enlisting in the Marines. Well, he's signed up. He just has to finish some college classes. And then I think May, actually, he goes to boot camp. So
Congratulations.
thank you. It
That's
is
awesome.
bitter. It is so bittersweet, right? Like, I got all my tears out, got all the things out before I hit record because bittersweet, man. I mean, he's going to be amazing. And under this administration, I'm not so nervous.
Right. His 4 years are going to come and go. He's going to be out before anything else happens. It's going
Yeah.
to impact him. He's going to be great. But the Marines is that's a career path. I
Yeah.
mean, that's a potential career path. And
Yeah.
man, those formative years, 18 to 22, you can't do too much worse than, honor and loyalty and brotherhood and dignity and,
Right.
did I mention loyalty and honor? Yeah, let's talk about those 4 or 5 more times.
Yeah.
For a young man to come get that kind of education,
Yeah.
priceless.
It's bittersweet.
Priceless.
He's just a baby, but no, I'm super proud. I'm super proud because he's already neck deep in it. So this is what the point of this is, you guys, because I want to talk about Hegseth a little bit, because a lot of progressives are freaking out and losing their cornflakes over this. And I just think, as for my daughter, like, these things are important to me. So Pete came in. He's this person that isn't just talking about standards. Like he lived this shit, right? He can back up his stuff. And he still had the balls to come in and tell everybody in the military, like, put down the donuts and pick up a dumbbell.
Amen.
You know? And like that matters. It matters, you know? We used to have warriors. And now everyone's just comfortable and cozy. What happens when we really go to war? I mean, these people can't protect us. They're not
There's
healthy. They're not fit. And when you're not
no.
healthy and fit mentally, you're not sharp. You have to. I'm telling Rory, this matters to me because I don't want my son on the battlefield with 30 liberal progressives on the line. They're, you know, I care about who is serving with my son, and I want them to be as committed as he is. And everything in his lifestyle right now is reflective of that. The way he works out, the way he eats, it keeps your mind sharp. You cannot be a lazy fat fuck and be smart and be quick and have any wits to you. So when you're in the heat of battle, what does that say? Like how, you know, I love it. Pete is cleaning house, you know, he's cutting even bullshit projects. Like he's cleaning house from top to bottom, just getting rid of the dumb stuff. He's like, "What's up? I'm your daddy now." I love that. Like he's masculine and he's aggressive about it and he's confident about it. I don't know.
That's why
I'm a
Trump picked
fan.
him.
Yeah.
That's why Trump picked him.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I am
I'm not
too.
happy with everyone Trump picked. I'm just not. I'll say that. I'm not happy, but
Sure.
this one, hands down, clapping.
This guy, though, yeah,
Yeah.
because you have to say this stuff.
Yes.
I think a big thing that people forget in this, you know, and your son's going into this, so you know. This fighting force is not being built to do parades. This
Right.
fighting force is not being built to just for show. It isn't
Right.
being built like it's you know some privilege to you know go off and just hang out in a uniform. We're not fighting
Right.
aliens over here, okay?
Right.
This fighting force was built to fight the other fighting forces that belong to the other nations on Earth. And when there isn't one other fighting force anywhere in the world that has different standards for men and women that allow trans people into the service, that allow folks who are transitioning and require medication, they don't allow straight white males to come into the army and serve on the front line if you need medication every single day in order to
Right.
function. You don't pass the test. You don't qualify because it's a weakness on the line.
Right.
No one else allows that anywhere in the world.
No.
And so somehow we feel like if we allow all those things because it makes us more enlightened, then we're going to be okay fighting all these people who don't allow all that stuff. We clearly are weaker than our opponents
We're going to
from
get our
the
ass
get-go.
kicked. Yeah.
From the get-go. It doesn't even make any sense. The military is formed for one reason, to fight and protect. And that's it.
That's it.
That's all. So I don't want to hear fair. I don't want
Right.
to hear different standards.
Or
Although
no
if you can only do 10
inclusion.
pull-ups,
There's
you're
just
okay.
no inclusion. Like, good. I don't want you to be included here. There are specific boundaries for a reason. How embarrassing is our military? Like, how embarrassing the past few years, the enlistment numbers, I know they were down. I never fact-checked it. I didn't have to look it up, but people
They were
just weren't
way down.
joining. How embarrassing.
Way down. Way
So it's
down.
like we lower the bar for what it takes to get in unless people were signing up. And it was the same thing. My son's been talking about joining the military since he could talk. And I'm like, 4 years ago, no, son, you are not going in for this administration.
Absolutely not.
There was no way I was going to let him do that. And the minute that Trump got voted into office, he's like, Mom, so can I? I'm going to do it, right? It's good. We're cool. Green light. I'm like, go for it, buddy. Go for it. And thank you,
Right.
Pete, for paving the way for kids like my son to, you know, I mean, it's true. He's leaving a baby and he's coming back a whole ass man. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there is no doubt about that. So he'd
Your
kill me
baby's
if I
going to
say it, but
disappear.
I made him do a sleepover with Little Bug sleeps with me, and I just made him do a sleepover the other night. I'm like, we're doing this once a week where you have to cuddle mommy all night. So you guys, you can never tell him. Thank God he doesn't listen to my podcast, but come on, he's about to come back a whole ass man, and he is not gonna let me snuggle him like this ever again. So It's fine. The military is going to destroy that piece of him.
Okay, new rule. We're not allowed to talk about any mommy and baby stories with your son for your son's sake from now on.
No, I know. I
Because
know.
this is on the internet now, mom. All right.
It's
This.
fine. It's fine. No, he's proud. He's a mama's boy and he's proud of it. It's fine. But yeah, I mean, he's about to go kick ass and take names, and I couldn't. I'm proud of our commander in chief for him. I am proud of people like Pete Hegseth in there for him. It makes you worry less. Like, I'd be worried if it was a woke ass culture and there was no cleanup crew coming in here, because number one, if you're going through issues of not knowing who the fuck you are because you can't decide if you are a man or a woman when you're literally born with a penis, you're mentally ill. It's in the DSM-5, okay? You're mentally ill. We're not letting mentally ill people in the freaking military. And it's the same thing. Like, the requirements have to go up. We're not lowering them for anyone, not even women. I think there's a beautiful place in the military for women. Yes, absolutely. There is a place for them, but it's not next to my son on the battlefields. Sorry. Sorry about that.
If a woman wants to be on the battlefield, and she can pass all the tests and
That
is
the men
physically
do
capable,
without
that
the
all the
bar lowered.
men do, yes,
Yes. Okay.
then I don't see an issue. That's just me.
Yeah.
But you have to, and it can't be, well, she's a woman, so we're gonna,
Lower the
reduce
bar.
the bar. Well, but then that's not equality either,
No.
and it's not about, they have a right to have the opportunity
Yeah.
to experience being on the front line.
Yeah.
It's, you know what, this is about safety and who wins, and it's, do you ever see the movie 300, talking about the Spartan warriors and that type of thing
I
way back in the
probably
day?
have, yeah.
There's a really strong scene in there where there's this, crippled guy that everybody feels kind of bad for, and he really, his father was a famous Spartan soldier, and he's talking to the king about wanting to serve,
Yeah.
and he's, got the shield and the spear and the whole bit, and the king looks at him and he goes, lift up your shield, and he can't because of his deformity, right?
Yeah.
And he says, listen, I love you, but the strength of, every single Spartan is, from brother to brother to brother, right down the line. And every man has to be there for the man next to him on each side of him. And as soon
Right.
as there's one person who can't be there for the men next to him, the entire thing fails.
Right.
That's what the military is all about. I mean, the Spartan culture helped build all the modern day militaries. It's what it's based on in so many ways.
Right.
That thinking. If you have to depend on the brother next to you for your life, period, your son's going to have to do that if,
Right.
God forbid, he's ever in that situation. But you don't go into the military thinking, hey, you know what? I'm just going to like push some papers and wear a cool uniform. If you go into the military, you automatically run the risk of being in a battle zone in some capacity, period.
Right.
And that you have to have the strongest possible people,
Right.
physically, mentally, emotionally, the whole bit, on each side of you. For your sake. And to say that, well, it's not fair to this person. Well, it's not fair to all
Life
the other
isn't
people then
fair.
either.
No. Life isn't fair.
And at the end of the day, it's our job to win.
Yeah.
And that's that. That's
And I
that.
don't
We
have
lose
to
that
worry
battle, it
about,
doesn't
like,
matter.
I'm proud of the sons that are going to be serving with my kid, because he's working on this since now, since for forever. This has been a goal, and I'm not going to worry about who he's protecting. They're safe. Like, I'm proud of that, and I want moms sending out their sons the same way. Like, be fucking proud that this guy is going to do everything it takes to protect us. Y'all don't want me protecting you. I can't do a pull-up. You know what I mean? Yeah, am I very competitive? Do I think that women are superior to men? Yes, in a whole different level. Absolutely. We all have our strengths, and that's why we are the perfect balance. That's why it's Adam and Eve, right? It's there
Right,
is a
absolutely.
perfect balance. So absolutely, let men do what men can do and let women do what women can do. Do we need to be in the military? Yes. I'm not saying don't join the military, but you don't need to be on the battlefield. There's so many other places, where you're going to benefit, and your job is just as important, if not more,
I've thought the same thing about law enforcement forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, all these guys who are cops, and I love cops. I mean, I really do. I get along with so many of them, first responders. But
Yeah.
you didn't go into being a cop and get through the academy and everything else, being 100 pounds overweight. Okay,
Right.
that happened to you after you got the
Right.
job. And if that's who you are right now, you can't be out in the field anymore.
No.
You're not running anybody down. You're not coming to protect me and my family if someone's breaking into the house.
Right.
They're going to knock you over and take your
Right.
badge and gun. No, it can't be that way. So at some point, we do have to reestablish standards. And I think this is a huge national level first step to
Yes.
saying, let's bring back common sense.
Right.
And for everybody who says that makes you a racist or a homophobe or any other nonsense or, a male chauvinist, the bottom line is there's, thousands and thousands and thousands of, white males who cannot qualify to be in the military because
Correct.
they're not in shape, nor should they.
And I don't even say we have to defend that. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Call me all the names you want. It doesn't change facts. It doesn't change science. It doesn't change common sense. It doesn't change anything. You just spiral in your own head about whatever it is you want to cry about today, right? Like you, I feel like these people just wake up and choose to be babies about everything. What's going to make me cry today? I want you guys that are tuning and listening, and I'm not trying, I never want to be the doom and gloom, like our world sucks. This is why we're talking about like hopeful shit too. Like, are there some bad things going on? Yes, let's talk about it. Let's bring it to light. Let's make sure that they can't keep getting over on us. It is everything a setup? That's fine, but there's a lot of us that aren't in on the setup. And so we can start rising against it, right? La resistance.
I got shivers now.
We can do that.
Do it. Rise up, baby. Oh,
I'm gonna shift gears here because I saw a picture about Chicago's mayor, and I'm right next to Chicago. Okay, it's across the lake from me. My best friend is a retired cop from Chicago. Still lives there. He does dual. He lives in Michigan and in Chicago. But Brandon. So we talk about Brandon a lot. Let's go, Brandon. Okay. He says the extreme right in this country refused to accept the results of civil war. They have repeatedly called for a rematch. And so I see this and I'm like, okay, this guy's just an idiot. But then I'm like, also, with everything being set up right now, I feel like we could go down a whole rabbit hole of are we headed to is Are the Democrats ready to drown us in a civil war for real?
Are you asking me that question? Because
Yeah.
no, I agree with you. Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely they are because they saw what happened. I don't think they were before the election. But what happens when your back gets put against the wall is you start to think in extremes. And what has happened since the election is they all realize from top to bottom that a vast majority of the country does not believe their crap, doesn't believe what they believe. Is not on board with this nonsense and doesn't think that a fully grown 18-year-old boy who's 6'4 and 220 should be slamming a volleyball at my daughter across a court. People just don't believe that at all. They've lost the country. So all they can do now is race bait and push violence and push fear. I'm on the other side of it. I'm getting a little annoyed with the fact that we're still dealing with this with kid gloves. I don't know why. But we can talk about that later. But as far as the Civil War goes, the funniest part about the Civil War and the race baiting and everything else is that, I know people personally on the, that work for the Border Patrol. And a majority of the Border Patrol are men of Mexican or Hispanic descent who speak Spanish fluently and are red-blooded, card-carrying, I'll give my life for my country Americans.
Yes.
Okay. And they're the ones on the front line.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me that this, dear friend of mine who is 100% Mexican, okay,
Racist.
he's a racist
Yes.
because he believes in the laws of his country that have given him all the opportunity he has, and he's raising a family here. And
Yeah.
yeah, okay, no, you lose. And even though there's violence and stuff, and that's all we see, the violence is starting to really backfire on them. But we
Yes.
have to put it away.
Yeah.
If we let this violence last 4 more years and we're still dealing with it, with piecemeal and politeness, the time is now. If you're breaking
Right.
a law, you're breaking a law. That's it. The law is the law. If you're breaking a law, you're breaking a law. Enough.
Yeah,
That's it.
it's not even, it's just annoying at this point that people are still making it about race. It is illegal and legal. And it happens in every country. It's not like this is a new concept. In fact, people are always like, read the Bible, love your neighbor. Girl, like we don't get a cherry pick scripture when it comes to this, because even then there were boundaries and borders that people
100%.
were called to protect. So
100%.
nothing has changed. This is just it's where it is now. So yeah, the fact that it's this whole race thing, it's just again uneducated people crying about things because that's what TikTok tells them to do. So congrats, you're a useful idiot. Huh?
Useful idiot. I love that too.
But I want to open your
Let's say, I
eyes a
take
little
it you
bit.
think that they are. You're heading that way.
Yeah. The I went down a little rabbit hole, you guys. I know this, it took Rory's breath away, so I'm sure y'all got to sit in your chair, resettle here, adjust. Podesta plan. So there was this, I believe it started in 2020 is the number I saw, and it's like it was highly sensationalized. Really. And you know, obviously, I heard about it from Alex Jones on InfoWars talking about the Democratic Party, okay, led by John Podesta, which he's been a longtime Democrat strategist. He knows where the bodies are buried, okay? Let's just say that because he was with Clinton and Obama and all of these guys. So absolutely, do I think he's got blood in his hands? 1,000%. But what this Podesta plan is that he has a secret blueprint to ignite a race-based civil war. So right now, I know you guys freak out when I bring up conspiracies. I know everybody does, because what is the point? Well, what isn't the point? Why wouldn't this be true? With everything the media is doing to play on race, everything that the media is doing, including with ICE, including with everything that's happening, everybody's making it about race because that's what they want you to believe. That way, you know, they think this would lead to a, you know, blue states would take over, nationwide chaos, and ultimately we're looking at a communist dictatorship. But
In the end, yeah.
you could tie it to everything that's happening right now, especially with Chicago. And then this dumbass Brandon is like, civil war. So listen, I'll tell you right now, my guys are ready. Like, I know a lot of guys that are like, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. Like, a lot of guys are tired of this. They have reached their boiling point. And this is, you know, I've got strangers on the internet now. Actually, more than I'm getting hate, I'm actually getting people that, you know, are talking about their own unrest. Like you said, Rory, they're tired of the soft hand. Like, why are we coddling this stuff still? Why are we not just doing the aggressive uproar? You know,
Well, we knew that at some point it was going to result in violence. We even talked about this a couple episodes ago. You know, we knew at some point we were going to hit a violent level because
right.
everything's just rising to that point. When you really look at it, the Podesta plan is really interesting. I had a real good understanding of what it was before you brought it up, but I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, wow, that's a rabbit hole. But it's encompassing of all of the left wing ideology. You know,
Yes.
it's using the race wars and the riots and everything else to further their agenda, but it also is the whole environmental everything, clean energy, all of this waste of money, and all these other things, making the whole world electric. You know, and we don't have
Right.
the grid for it. I mean, we barely have the grid to handle Musk's cars at this point.
Correct.
You know, you have Tesla stations that are going down across the country
Yeah.
right now because they can't draw enough power. You know, there's too much
Right.
power going to them, and so they're crashing grids. And that's just for charging like, 10 or 12 cars at a time. And we're
Right.
supposed to just do this in our homes, where, I mean, you live in Michigan, I live in Indiana. You know,
Yeah.
we run out of power, okay, during
Yeah.
storms,
Yeah.
right? I'm supposed to have my car plugged in.
Right.
You
Right.
know, 6 inches of snow car doesn't work, but anyway.
Yeah.
But the Podesta plan is an all-encompassing, how do we push a progressive agenda? But it was never intended to go through when you didn't have the votes.
Right.
When you didn't have the majority vote, when you couldn't get this done, we didn't hold any seats. And right now they have nothing. So the only thing they can do is this nonsense. And, you know,
Right.
when you look at who's fighting ICE, for instance, and really causing the problems, you've got Chicago. You got Portland and you got LA.
Your blue
I mean,
cities.
that's it, right? In very blue states, you know, but even other blue states, you know, Maryland, right? Just said, hey, please send us help.
Yeah.
We need help. You know what I mean? You've had other blue states that have said, you know, this is all great, but please give us some help.
Yeah.
We're getting overrun.
Right.
No one's talking about those, right?
Yep.
No one's talking about those on the news or on Facebook or anything else.
Right.
It's they're trying to get us into a civil war, and I think the way to stop that is to take away the ammo. You know, every day that
Right.
goes by where ICE is standing there, saying 150 times, you're under arrest, you're under arrest, you have to calm down, I'm sorry. And, you know, 50 people can walk up to ICE and go, wait, why are you arresting him or her? Why
Yeah.
are you doing this? And they don't say, if you don't get away from me, I'm putting you down. Right?
Right.
Every time they allow all of this lawless behavior, it gets worse and worse and worse. What do you do with your kid? If your kid misbehaves and you do nothing, he misbehaves more.
Correct.
Right? If your
And
kid
then they turn
misbehaves,
into liberal Democrats.
well, that's the end of that thread. But yes, that's
Yeah.
exactly what happens. You know, I mean, at some point you have to show some discipline. You have to nip it in the bud. And we
Correct.
haven't done that yet. It's like we're still playing politics for some reason out there. And now you got ICE guys getting shot at in Chicago and rammed with cars,
Yeah.
like physically attacked. And I'm going, for real? At what point did they just take people
Spray the
out?
bullets.
It's
I
over.
don't understand. Yeah, and that's
Yeah.
how I know a lot of men feel like that. And this kind of talk, I'm telling you, my husband, this was like he went through a very serious era of political madness where he was ready just to go start taking people out. Like, I mean, I'm talking him down. I'm like, you need to just back off for a second. And he's like, people need to be held accountable. I think every man feels like this. Every man feels like they have to be held accountable and it has to be violent. And that I really fought that for a long time because I'm like, that makes us no better. That makes us no better. No, we need it. Like, so I'm speaking for a lot of ladies now because they're in my inbox too. Like, you have our permission. You know, we're tired of this. And I'm tired of watching everybody just like, we've got all these badasses just holding back for what? Like, ever just unleash the masculinity, go ham and give us back our common sense country. Just
Yeah.
give us back peace again, you know?
100%.
Accountability is everything, and discipline is love, you guys. Discipline is love, and that is biblical. Obedience is worship, doing the things that we're called to do. And never, ever, ever does it say anywhere in the Bible to just let the devil run rampant. It is to call out evil and to call for change. We aren't called to stay the same. We are called to change. And that's where we at right now. We're at that point of like we're calling for change. And every time that's happened in the Bible, it's violent. It's bloody. It's messy. It's history. It happens. And I, you know, it's that thing. I know I talked about it last week. Like to move an arrow forward, you have to pull it back. And I think we've just pulled back that arrow. Everybody's at their boiling point. And Ice, you have our permission. If it's you or them, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I think that's huge. That's huge. ICE has to just get the gloves taken off, and they've got to do the work and get it done. You know, and once it's done, everybody can heal. But until it's
Yeah.
done, we can't do it nicely because it was undone for so long.
Yeah.
You just can't. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But that Podesta plan, I mean, holy cow, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. They're so desperate right now. And you can tell like when someone knows they're not winning and they're not getting their way, like their final desperate plea. But it's unnerving because when you feel like you have nothing to lose, you act crazy. You know, so we've got a puppet master with all these dumb idiots doing exactly, you know, what they want you to do. But in the end, I mean, they don't have a chance. They really don't. I couldn't imagine how a civil war would work out for them.
It's getting worse and worse because around the country, around the world, it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about it. England's being totally overtaken. France has been overtaken.
Right.
Germany is, you know, still they're attempting to overtake it. They're going after all these different, you know, very big economic centers of international trade, of you know, huge world growth and
Right.
economic prosperity. They're not hitting tiny little countries that are meaningless. They're hitting the big manufacturing, you know, producing countries. and they're taking them over. Immigrants are coming in, taking them over. So we're setting the stage right now for people. Everybody out there, you've got people who are chanting Trump. They're chanting USA in Germany, in England, in Ireland now, because they're so upset. So I, because we're the only ones doing this. So it's a world movement that we're leading. And frankly, Poland was the first one to do it. Poland came right out years ago and said, nope, we don't allow immigration like that. Sorry. And when
And
questioned
you
about
guys
it, they
made
were
fun
like,
of
sorry.
Polish people. Come on now. I don't think they're that dumb.
No, I mean they've been setting the stage for a while, but everybody wanted to go, oh, but that's just Poland. Yeah, that's not the United States or, England or something. No, of course not. So it's huge. And eventually these governors are going to go down, but it took a Barack Obama, who was a constitutional expert, to figure out that, well, this is all we have to do. I mean, in what world did our founding fathers think, well, a governor is just going to stand up and say, well, I'm not going to listen to the federal government and all of the duly elected, representatives of our country. The whole country elected Congress. They all elect the president, right? I'm not going to listen to any of them because I'm the governor of the state. So I'm just going to do what I want to do and not obey federal law. And
Make
they're
it
not in
make
jail.
sense. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but arrest them.
I
If you're not
agree.
obeying the written federal law, you go to jail.
And the terrible part is all these guys are lawyers, and they've literally manipulated and they dig for that little way in. It is evil. It's not. I agree. Arrested. Like, you're an enemy of the state. If you don't want to follow our government, you're, come on, man. There's other countries that would love to have you.
Put Governor Pritzker in prison for a week.
Please.
Just
A
for a week.
week. Yeah.
That's it. That's it. And see if he comes out and changes his tune.
Yeah.
With the idea if he never wants to go back there again.
Right.
So yeah, it's Well, Podesta's plan is what they're running right now. So you're dead on.
Their Podesta's plan is real. And you guys do, there's so much to it. I mean, pages and pages and pages of receipts to back this up, of emails. There is literal proof that this is out there. Why isn't it viral? I'm sorry, is that what the media is going to push if the media is in on it? Like, don't be one of the useful idiots today. I'm saying do some serious research and just ask yourself, like, what if it's real? What if it's real? I think there should be an awareness in decisions that we're making, an awareness in how we're moving and how we're reacting and how we're responding. Laws matter. You voting, that stuff matters. It's always going to matter, So having this conversation, asking other people, like, what the heck's going on? But these guys that are just in government, just getting away with bullshit, like, the Democrats have that guy. He sent messages to Todd Gilbert. You know what I'm talking about? That guy's name. Gilbert's a Republican from Virginia, and this guy sent messages, and actually I probably have a picture of it.
Talking
He
about the guy
sent,
running for office in Virginia,
he,
the
well,
Democratic nominee for
he
governor.
is, what is he trying to do? Jay Jones, Attorney General, that's what it is. So he's running for the Virginia Attorney General, but he sent out a text message that said Gilbert gets two bullets to the head, comparing him to Hitler, hypothetical about who would get shot. He also made a comment wishing that Gilbert's children would die in their mother's arms so Gilbert could feel anguish. This guy's not in jail. Like, how do we just get to threaten murder and maybe not even jail? But here's the thing. The Democrats are not taking him off. Like, they're keeping him. I don't understand that. Like, why, when did it become okay to say we want to kill people? Like, this is really happening.
It's not okay. It's against the law. And I mean, that's that as hate speech, first of all, on top of everything else, he absolutely should face legal consequences for that. We've given that up in this country. liberal judges have decided they're going to decide what the law is, and no one's going to go after him for that, which is insane. If someone on the right said that, they would be in chains
It'd be a
right now.
witch hunt.
Yeah, they would be locked up. They'd have handcuffs on them
Right.
and be led away, and they'd be all over the evening news. Yeah, for sure.
So what do we do about this? Because I know a lot of people, like, did you guys know this? Like, he's out there. You can find the text messages. They're online. They're viral. You can message me. I'll send it to you. I've got it from Instagram, like literal copies of the text. And this dude set out an apology. He said, "I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed."
He's embarrassed that he got caught, but
Exactly.
he's certainly not embarrassed for putting it out there and saying it. He's embarrassed that somebody got upset about it. These guys are emboldened because nothing's ever happened to anybody else. It's the same thing with the rioters. I mean, if you throw a brick at, the police station and no one comes out and arrests you,
Right.
well, the guy next to you is throwing a cinder block.
Exactly.
And then the next guy's gonna, shoot a bullet through it
But
because
they're
it's
just
all
making it
okay,
okay for their people to keep talking like this, for their people to keep having this language. And we saw that. Like, people are showing us who they really are. I couldn't imagine, like, I never would have wished for Biden to die. Like, that's get embarrassed falling down the stairs, maybe. Like, he did a lot of dumb shit that embarrassed himself. But like, you just don't do that. I don't know what, I don't know. I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me that this guy is still getting to run.
I'd
And
love
are
to
they
put
going
it
to
out
cheat
there.
to win? I mean, he's a lawyer. He's gone through the loopholes, you know? It's why do you guys think they're not getting rid of this guy? You know? It's disgusting.
As soon as you do, then you're the one labeled as the racist and the hate monger and everything else. He is a young black male. And so as soon as anybody goes after him, they're going to just say that, you're going after him for nothing.
Oh, and then if we bring up statistics for how many black males really do use gun violence and he's threatening this against another guy, I mean, come on, you guys. This is
No,
so embarrassing. This is embarrassing for America. This is embarrassing for the United States. You should be embarrassed. You guys should be embarrassed. This is, they need to pull him. And I don't care what they would have to do, but anybody would be better than him.
the sad thing is that the reason that we want him pulled is because there is a very good chance he gets elected based on that hate. Because progressives are have been,
Those
honestly
people.
advocating for violence, political violence, for years. It's been years and years of them saying, yeah, if you disagree with somebody, go hurt them and make sure they shut up. And they're still doing it today. That hasn't stopped.
Wow.
They've just ramped it up in different areas now. They got voted out because so many people think that's awful, but there's still enough people in enough small places, like right there in his jurisdiction area, that will vote for him because he's
Because
saying
he
these
said
things.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just as
Useful
angry.
idiots.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so embarrassing. Irina, our girl Irina, the girl on the bus, I know you guys know. If you don't know, you should just go watch the video again to remember what we're up against here. They're passing some laws, and it is a bipartisan veto-proof majority. So no one can come in and change this. So it's, you can't just get released on a promise to appear anymore at all. There has to be a secured bond or there has to be monitoring. Stricter rules for the violent repeat offenders. There is a new violent offense category, which is going to trigger more restrictive pretrial requirements. Repeat offenders, that's three convictions in 10 years. Have to have the ankle monitoring, which I mean, I think this is still kind of soft,
It's very
but
soft.
it's a start. It
I'm
is a
with you.
start.
I'm
Yeah.
glad they came up with something because at least it's something. But
Yes.
the bill is so pathetic.
It's
It's
pretty
so pathetic.
soft.
It really, really is. I mean, you have to be a convicted violent offender three different times before the, monitoring kicks in, right?
Yeah.
So let's just take that for a second. That means you were convicted and then got out
Yeah.
for a fourth time. So this presupposes, tiny
Right.
jail sentences, very little prosecution, people not, they're on the street. Okay. It's going to be cash bail or monitoring. They're already they're leaving it wide open to still take people like this guy, okay, and say, well, we don't need cash bail for him. We just need to monitor him. Okay, like they were going to monitor all of the illegal aliens that came across the border and got to stay in the country while they waited for trial.
We
And
saw
when
how
you,
well that worked
I
out.
mean, you can't monitor 20 million people, okay? And they're not going to monitor all these people. I think a lot of this, unfortunately, is when I first read it, I just was like, wow, this is really terrible. It's really, really weak.
And
And
I
to be
came
honest,
into
they
it
might as well have
thinking
done nothing.
I was excited about it. And so I just pulled up the article. It was the last article I just pulled up. I'm like, let's give people an update. And then I'm reading it in real time right now. And I'm just like, my heart just broke
I
because
saw your
I
face. You were like, wait a minute, what am I
yeah,
reading?
I'm reading it and I'm like, this is not good. This
Was
is not
great. I, folks, if
You.
you haven't seen the video of this, go watch the video of this
Yeah.
particular episode because Brandon was
It's
just like,
funny.
and wait, and I, what, hold on, what am
I
I?
was so excited. I'm like, they passed something that no one can mess with. Well, no one needs to mess with it because it's a piece of shit.
It's still
That's
garbage.
terrible.
That's
That
right.
is so terrible. So, I mean, her
Yeah.
killer is still facing the first degree murder charges, but I know they're doing that 60-day psychological evaluation. So that's
Yeah.
terrible.
I'm
I
telling you
we
right now
know.
that that guy's gonna get,
He's
he's getting off.
yeah. And what are they gonna do with him? Like, I mean, what do you do with him? Because
I think we know.
he's not safe. I know it needs to happen, but like, how are people just gonna let him out so he could do this again? Where do you put someone like that? Like, I again, insane asylums. I don't know. I
Well,
don't
the people
know.
making the rules are not the ones that are on the buses and the subways.
Yeah,
So they don't care.
exactly.
You know, they're the ones who actually have the ex-military, you know, ex-black ops fighting team security detail that costs millions of dollars, right? Surrounding them at all times with in shape, battle ready, you know, men who are out there to protect them. You know, when you look at all of the security details for all of the Democrats that are out there that have security details, that's what they look like. They all look like Hegseth. Every one of them looks like a Hegseth in a suit. There's no short, you know, fat, purple-haired, you know, lady or anything
With a big
else.
nose ring and
No, I mean, there isn't any of that. That's
no.
okay for a six, you know, four president, okay, to have a 5'4" Secret Service detail who can't possibly body shield the president
When I
from
saw
anything.
those women when he got shot, I was so embarrassed for our country. I was so embarrassed. Like, don't you ever give me women for my protection detail? You know, when
Absurd.
these podcasts blow up and I need to walk around with a bodyguard, I guarantee you, like, whoever it is going to be able to beat up anybody. Okay. So he is not going to have a vagina. Because I'm sorry, girls, we have a place in this world, okay? And it is not it's not there. Like, it's definitely not there. Embarrassing. But yeah, what a mess. I was like, oh my gosh, Rory, we have an update on Irina's law. I saw it and all I read was like, it can't be fucked with. And I was so excited. I'm like, we have hope. And now I really just feel like super, we are in the same soft place. We're in that place where we can't ruffle feathers and we can't make real things happen. And it's just very frustrating today. That feels very frustrating. So there's a little doom and gloom. I meant that to be something that I thought we could look forward to, but I don't know. Maybe it should piss you off. Like, maybe we should just keep getting mad about this stuff until someone actually takes action. 'Cause how embarrassing. How
It
embarrassing.
really, really is. It's awful. You know what's going on. But I mean, that's one of the reasons why you have to talk about it, though. And the reason why there needs to be thousands of podcasts just like this one, just to talk about it, is because, you know, if we only reach, you know, two people, okay, doing this, well, then that's two more people who get it and have heard it. And, you know, another podcast down the line might reach 10 and another one might reach 20. But you've got to keep talking because nobody's talking about this still today. And you have to put enough out into the world that we all can't be censored. That's the
And
only
that's what we
movement
have to
left.
keep doing because TikTok is screwed now, you guys. I mean, that's we're definitely going to talk about that for Thursday's released episode, okay? Because I went down a rabbit hole, not even for the podcast. It was just like I'm horrified right now, and I have a 15-year-old who's on TikTok, and I'm like, dude, we're done. Like, this, we need to set something up because I'm not okay with this. I'm not okay with it. There, it's just going to be an owned platform by the wrong people. So another rabbit hole we'll go down. Something else that Roy pointed out this week is the digital ID. I mean, it's literally here and it's not a secret. This is a reality worldwide, and it's not the conspiracy. It's not a little whisper. It's literally policy. It's tech. It's infrastructure being built openly. And it's your governments, it's your corporations pushing the system so that they can streamline identity verification with your banking, voting, traveling, whatever that is. The UK's already kicked it off.
Yep. And they're trying to make it mandatory. And it's part of the election process going on right now.
Yes.
This is definitely something that deserves a real deep dive. You know, yes. On our show, but for today, to kind of mm-hmm. throw it out there with the time that we have left, what I will say is be careful, because Keir Starmer over there in, the UK is absolutely trying to frame this as an anti-illegal immigration thing. And what he's actually saying out on the networks right now as he's doing his little press tour is, you know, if all of the naturalized, you know, citizens in UK, if they all have a card that says that they're legal, well, then we know who the illegal people are and we can, you know, deport them.
Right.
You know who they are now, bro. And you're doing nothing.
Exactly.
You're watching them come over on the boat. You're doing nothing. You're letting them in and handing them a check. You're doing nothing. So it's all BS. It's not actually why they want to have this digital ID.
Right.
And if anybody wants to know why they want to have the digital ID, it's real, real simple. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter which party's in power. Okay. If you have digital ID, and this, both sides should be absolutely against this no matter what.
Right.
If one side's in power, the other side's going to lose everything. And that's it. If you can't speak out against, you know, what's going on with your government, with your policies, with, you know, your opinions, with, you know, immigration, things like this on either side, because they may come take your bank account away from you.
Right.
Then you have complete control. And both sides need to understand this. You know, right now the Democrats are like, oh yeah, we really need this.
Right.
Because, you know, they think it's going to hurt Republicans. This is exactly like cancel culture. Democrats were like, oh yeah, cancel culture is great. I actually had someone very close to me say, I love cancel culture because people shouldn't be thinking that way. They just got canceled.
Nice.
And now they're like, this isn't fair, free speech. And I'm like, really? Your memory's that short? For real? This is the thing that can be put on both shoes.
Yes.
Okay. On both feet. And it doesn't matter who's in charge. If you have digital ID, you are done.
You're done.
You're done. No more opinion, no more freedom of anything. You toe the line or else, and they can take everything from you.
And this is happening, and it is going to be used as a manipulation tool, and they're going to package it in every pretty little way. So go down the rabbit holes, have the conversations, start a podcast. I know a coach. Just don't be quiet about it. And no, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I do need to just start wearing a tinfoil hat. It would look great on my thing. And that way you guys would feel better. Cause you'd be like, at least I don't literally wear a tinfoil hat, you know, like that girl Brandon does. So I can make you feel better about yourself. I'll look like an idiot all day long, but seriously, have these conversations. Let people think that you're crazy for a minute. Cause I promise you're planting seeds. And once you make a little whisper of this as something that's coming, because I know people have talked about the mark of the beast and they've mocked it my whole life. Oh, I guess we're getting the mark of the beast. Like, you guys act like that's not a possibility. It's like, if you're not reading the Bible, you have no idea. Everything that's happened and everything that's going to happen has happened. Okay. It has happened, and we're on a rinse and repeat cycle. So if you don't need to go have your future read. You don't need to have your palm read. Like, read the Bible. And you can see how things like Podesta plan and digital ID and mark of the beast and technology being the death of us. Like, literally people die in Elon's cars. That's a lot of battery power for your little brains. They tell us not even to have a cell phone in our pants pocket, but we're going to sit in the tiny car and drive around for hours. Like, come on, you guys. Just dumb stuff. I need you guys to just put on your thinking caps, use your brains today. Do not be a useful idiot. Don't be a useful idiot. Like, let's have the conversations. Everything I talk about, don't take my word for it, because this is pure entertainment purposes. It is pure, what do we call that? It's just fiction. It's fiction. We're funny. It's a comedy show. Everyone's laughing. Ha ha ha. But seriously, have the conversations with other people. Do the research on everything we bring up, because I guarantee there's stuff we miss. There is so much. That Podesta plan, I know there's so much more. And it's a lot of information. So
Look it
do
up.
the research. Look it up.
Absolutely. Look it up. Do the deep dive.
And don't trust anyone.
100%.
Except
We good?
us. We
Want me
love
to bring us
you.
home?
Yeah, you guys can trust us. I just want to say that.
In bringing us home, I just want to make sure that, because I know it's important to you and me, that we're bringing this back to Christ, at
Yes.
the end of it all. Everything we talked about today, if people can use violence against you for any reason, then they can use violence against you to stop you from praying. If people can control you and your money and your life through digital ID, they can absolutely stop you from worshiping the way you want to. All of this at its heart is a battle for your religion and for your actual right to be a Christian in this world. When the other forces take over, Christianity is going to be outlawed, period. And that is where all this comes from. It doesn't say it up front. They're not carrying the banner at the front of the line in this fight, but all of these fights lead to that one spot. All of these fights come back home to saying you can't be a Christian. And once Christianity's gone and the morals are gone and the values are gone, folks, we're gone. We're done.
We're gone.
So the whole thing is spiritual warfare against us as Christians, and you really need to keep that in mind. If you think you're a Christian, and you somehow think you're a progressive and you're okay with, this ID and with political violence and everything else, you need to go back to the beginning of that statement and say, maybe I'm not really a Christian, because I'm going to tell you, you're not. And that's the end of the story. That's all I have for today. Anything else you got there, lady?
That's it. I love you guys. Go read your Bible, babies. Bye.